Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship and no ordinary praise. Come on and give God praise, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior Jesus Christ with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning you a new task each day. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday live at 7 a.m. for Daily Fire and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern for Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is Launch Out and Into. Say that with me. Launch out and into. And our scripture comes from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can call in by dialing 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., when I'm live with Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, you can call in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or tuning in from my ministry website, rawsi.org. That's rawsi.org. But if you cannot call in live at 7, you can follow the podcast to ensure that you don't miss one episode of this hot manna for your soul by getting a recording at 8 a.m. Eastern. You do that by texting the letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. Again, text the message DF to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information, as well as the ability to send me your prayer requests, testimonies, donate to Rossi Williams Ministries to support the broadcast and spreading the gospel, is available, or invite me to your church events, is available on my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, reading from the KJV. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Now pay attention to this verse right here. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Last verse. But I keep under my body and bring it unto subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. Come on and just say amen for the word of the Lord. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Launch out and into. So many people are talking about moving forward and stepping out or launching out in faith, moving forward, doing great things, creating destiny. But the question always becomes as well, where are you going? You see, it's easy to launch out, but not always so easy to launch into. Because in stepping out in faith and stepping out to move toward purpose and destiny, you have to always ensure that you are going somewhere. It cannot just be aimless. In the book of 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 through 27 that I read unto you, Paul was speaking about that process of running a race to obtain a prize and understanding that in going forward, you need to have a goal set before you. I read that to you from the KJV, but in the New Living Translation, in that verse, that 26th verse, he said, in the same way, I run straight for the place at the end of the race. I fight to win. I do not beat the air. In other translations, they said, but I fight as a person who's fighting with purpose, as opposed to someone who is fighting aimlessly, launching out and into. So many times what we will do is we will say that I'm stepping out on faith. I am going to start this new business. I'm going to start this ministry. I am going to launch out into the deep. I'm going to be like Peter, who stepped out of the boat and he was walking on water in faith. There's nothing wrong with that, brothers and sisters. But the error occurs when all we do is launch out, when all we do is to step out. You see, you must know where you're going when you launch out. There has to be a purpose for your conduct. There has to be a goal for your steps. And there has to be a prize, something that you're heading toward in this race called life. Not just launching out, but launching into something, which hopefully is the purpose of the destiny ordained in your life. You see, as you plan to launch out, you need to already have the vision in front of you of where God has told you to go. The Bible teaches us that my people perish for a lack of knowledge and are destroyed for a lack of knowledge and because they have no vision. You never get into your car, hopefully we do not, get into our cars saying, well, I'm just going to go somewhere, because that's a waste of time and it's a waste of gas if you're driving on the interstate for hours and hours, but you never have a plan of where you're going. You don't know which exit for which you need to take. You don't know when you need to detour. You don't know how much gas you need. You don't know how much money you need to have with you to buy the amount of gas you need, because there's no destination in your mind. You're just driving aimlessly, being tossed to and fro for whatever comes. That's not how God intends for us to live. He's letting us know, don't just step out, but I need you to step into something. And not just into something, but into your preordained purpose and destiny. Isn't this good teaching? Just say right now, I will not only launch out, but into, say it again, I will, glory, not only launch out, but into my destiny. In the Bible, so many times, in the book of Matthew, people will refer to the biblical record of Peter when he walked on water. And we always talk about him stepping out of the boat, launching out of the boat, but we forget that he was launching into his call, into transformation, into elevation of his faith, because before he stepped out, he saw Jesus. He saw his destiny. He saw purpose. He saw the prize. He saw a reason to step out. He didn't just say, let me walk on water just to see if I can get out here and walk on water and walk all over the ocean, walk all over the sea aimlessly at someone beating the air. No, I see Jesus. Have you ever seen Jesus standing in front of you? I see Jesus. I see victory. I see purpose. I see growth. I see deliverance. This is what he was saying. I see healing. I see elevation. I see escalation. I see protection. I see the Lord God Almighty standing there and getting me to calm, to not only launch out of where I am, but to launch into his presence. Don't just launch out. Don't just step out. Don't just name it and claim it. Don't just plan things out, but step into something better. Step into something greater. Step into ministry. Step into success. Step into empowerment. Step into marriage. Step into anointing. Step into salvation. Step into sanctification. Step into deliverance. Step into reconciliation. Step into blessing on top of blessing. From glory to glory to glory. Step into glory, whom God has ordained you to be. Isn't this great teaching? Let's get ready to go into prayer. Just praise him right now. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Father, we praise you. We glorify you. We thank you. Lord, we just magnify you for today's daily fire, that we will not only launch out, but we will launch into. We will not only step out, but we will step into. We will not only believe outwardly, but we will believe into destiny, into progress, Lord, into the best us, into the best us, into the best us that we can be. Father, we will no longer just move and go forward without destiny, without purpose, without plans, and without goals. But Lord, we are going to run this race called life, always having the prize before us. We're going to stay on the straight and narrow. Seek your will and seek your way. Father, we are going to live the life that you have ordained for us, because living that life brings forth power, brings forth victory, brings forth grace, brings forth destiny, brings forth success, brings forth every promise of you, which is amen, and so be it. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening. Lord, that you touch them, you bless them, you heal them. Father, that you forgive them, you love them, you give them grace and mercy. That you send down your latter rain, open doors like no man can open doors, make ways like nobody can make ways. Father, that you do new things and great things. Father, that you answer prayer. Father, that you answer prayer. Father, that you answer their prayers today. Father, bless their home. Bless them on the job. Bless them in going out. Bless them in coming in. Bless them when they rise. Bless them when they sit. Place your angels all around them. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus we pray. In the name of Jesus we pray. We receive it and we say so be it. We are launching out and into. We are launching out and into. We are launching out and into. In the name of Jesus we receive it. And we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. Oh, God, we say hosanna, and we glorify your name. In Jesus' name, just come on and say hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Say amen. I'm going to give the altar call, one announcement, and then we will end with your task. But keep on praising him. For those of you who are not saved, who are backslidden, who have not launched out and into, or who know you are not where you're supposed to be in God, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Father, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I will launch out and into. Now, Lord, I will launch out and into my destiny. I receive every blessing you have for me. In the name of Jesus, Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ, or welcome back. Make sure that every day you're spending time with Him, including this devotional here on Daily Fire with me, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and Wednesday nights, Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. Remember, everything you need is on the website, rossi.org. Now, on tonight, I will be interviewed on a radio interview. I want you to call in and support, as well as call in and, you know, state your questions and opinions. It is entitled "Too Much Truth" with Derek Bozeman out of Atlanta, Georgia. It is 1380 a.m. WAOK, and the call-in number, as well as the ability to tune in online at 6 p.m. Eastern, is on the itinerary page of rossi.org. At 6 p.m., you can just go there. We have a one-click button you can click, and it will call the number, or there's a button you can click on the itinerary page, and it will tune you in directly online. That's at 6 p.m. Eastern. All right, I'll see you tonight at 6 p.m. and tomorrow again at 7 a.m. But no matter what happens, remember our topic is launch out and into. Your task for today is to step into the victory of God. He has everything for you, and you ain't seen your best days yet. All right, I have some powerful new announcements coming up during out the rest of this throughout the rest of this week about my new television ministry that's coming up. So make sure you stay in tune. Launch out and into. Your change is here. I'll see you tonight at 6. Be blessed.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.